Hey guys, this is Sean. Welcome to our channel and it's really good to see you today. Please hit the like button and subscribe to push this channel out to more people that might be struggling with relationship anxiety, retroactive jealousy, or relationship OCD. We're here to help you guys with our insights, with our knowledge, with our experience, having worked with hundreds and hundreds of clients. And we're here to share in this community. If you've got any comments to leave, if you've got any ideas, please leave those in the comments below and we'll be happy to discuss. In today's video, I'm going to be talking about the partners of RJ sufferers. So these are words of warning guys to you that are supporting or going through the experience of figuring out that your partner suffers from relationship anxiety, retroactive jealousy, or ROCD. Now, everybody experiences relationship anxiety to a degree in their lives, but when it becomes acute, right? You feel uncomfortable, you're questioning whether or not you're in the right relationship, and then eventually that starts to fade away. That's normal relationship anxiety. But when it's starting to take over the way you think, your day-to-day, it's causing you stress, it's causing you insomnia, you're shutting down, you're not communicating with your partner properly, it's causing strain in the relationship. You might be shaming and blaming them, they're shaming and blaming you. It's just a difficult, messy place to be in. Now you might be suffering from something that is acute. Now, I'm specifically going to talk about retroactive jealousy in this one. And if you are the partner of an RJ sufferer and you are either bringing it up to them, showing them videos, asking them to read something or watch something with you, and they're not in that place yet, they're not quite ready yet to take the leap of discovery, self-discovery, admitting that they have something wrong with them, that is a place where you need to start to take distance and not really drag them through it. You can suggest a few things to them. You could say, look, I think what you're experiencing is this, and you can be open and honest about that. But if they start to shut down, if they start to deny, if they start to say, I don't have the problem, you're the one that has the problem because you haven't told me the truth about your past or something else, you need to start taking a little bit of distance and let things settle with them. If you have been feeling like you're bashing your head against a brick wall and they're really in total denial that they have anything wrong with them and they keep pointing the finger at you, it's time to start really, and I mean honestly, with a lot of respect to anybody that suffers from RJ, it might be time to start considering leaving that relationship. Because someone that isn't showing any sort of remorse, any sort of questioning whether or not they're the ones that have a problem, no desire to work with you, work together, sit and watch videos about self-development, if they're just looking at you as the sole reason that the relationship is struggling and breaking down, you're going to be in a tough place and you'll continue to be in a tough place and things might not change for you. So you might need to start discussing what you want and need clearly in order for the relationship to continue. We need to start putting your foot down and being a bit sterner. I've had discussions with clients who have been in that sort of situation and the partner suffered from RJ. They had multiple experiences and the partner of the RJ sufferer didn't have as much experience but was the one being pressured, questioned, shamed and blamed, and being forced to tell all sorts of information about every single detail that they experienced in their past. This is a very, very dangerous place to be going to. You need to be aware of your position as an individual, not just a person in a relationship, as an individual. No one is entitled to force you to talk about every single detail that's happened in your past. And this client that I'm talking about experienced this. She was being asked so many questions that it became so uncomfortable. Then the questions just got asked again in a different way at a different time. And if the answer was not coming out exactly the same, the partner would then say, you're not telling me the truth. That's not what you said the last time. This is what happened. That's what happened. That's what happened. I need to know everything. And this client started to feel really, really, really uncomfortable and began to not tell the truth about everything. So withholding information, or if the RJ sufferer is saying, this is what happened, I know this is what happened, you better tell me this is what happened, or this relationship is over. And then the person would say, yes, well, that then happened. Even though it didn't, they feel forced. They're like, well, stuff it all, that happened. Whatever you believe, you can have that belief and hold on to it. This is a tough place to be in when someone is suffering from RJ and you don't know what to say, what to do, and you don't know where to go with it anymore. This is the word of warning, guys. It's time to stop. It's time to stop completely talking about your past, allowing them to read your messages on social media, allowing them to delve into your journal or read anything that you've written, a brain dump about what's happened in your past, allowing them to really nitpick every single thing that's happened in your past and tell you what's right and wrong about it. It's a very, very difficult place to be once you start talking about these things like that. You probably know this. The minute you started answering questions and telling it like it is and saying, this is what happened, that's what happened, and being open about it, another question came about that topic, and then you'd answer it. And then another question came, and then you'd answer it. And then and you're like, okay, what is going on here? Evidence is there that answering questions does not help. So it's time to tell them, I will not be answering any more questions about my past. I am done. And the reason I'm going to do that is because it's not helping you and it's not helping me. If you can't respect that, you have to make a decision of whether you want to remain in this relationship or not. But I'm not going to do it anymore because it's not helping me. It's actually making me feel worse. Something along those lines. Put a stop to it. Don't allow someone to make you feel bad about your past, wrong or right. You forgive yourself. You show remorse to the people that you interacted with in the past if you made mistakes. And that is it. It's done. No one should then bring it up in the future and tell you who, where, what, how, and why you should be feeling bad about it today. It's not right. You're allowed to move on with your life and move forward and feel joyful and happy and look to the future with optimism. And it's no point being in a position where someone is just going to keep dragging you back there. So don't answer the questions. Don't placate. Don't let people read your journal. Focus on the present moment and focus on what your partner might be feeling, okay? This is really at the crux of it. You need to focus on what they are thinking and what they are feeling. So if they are feeling triggered by something, they watched a movie, someone went past, they saw something on your social media that's caused them to feel a certain way, and then they start to ask you questions. Say, hold on, what is this about? How are you feeling? Why is this an issue in such a way that it's making you think that there is a problem? What are you feeling? And if they start to talk about you, again, tell them, stop. I need you to tell me about your feelings around this because it's got nothing to do with me. You're the one who's triggered. So tell me about your feelings. Are you feeling sad? Are you feeling angry? Are you feeling like you need to shut down? Do you feel like you need some space? Do you feel insecure? Do you want me to give you a hug? What is it you need from me? Is it because we're not intimate at the moment and we haven't been for the last few days or weeks, or we haven't been seeing enough of each other because we're at a distance? And allow them to try and open up to you. Talk about the feelings. That is all you can do. You can do nothing else. No placating, no letting them read your journals, nothing, none of that, no answering questions. It's not going to help anymore. And that is the biggest thing I can tell you. The last and most important thing, and this is something I wish I knew at the beginning of mine and Eva's journey together, is that you need to really work on your self-esteem and build on that, reinforce it, and really standing in who you are, no matter what. Even at the fear of losing them, you need to hold fast. Because what will happen, and it will be tough, if you buckle and break because of all the pressure, because of maybe the name calling or the shutting down and feeling confused, there's all sorts of ways it could go. It's going to have a knock-on effect. It will affect your self-esteem, your self-confidence, your self-worth, and you will start to feel bad about yourself. It's going to drag you down if you don't do things that make you feel good about yourself, because it really has nothing to do with you. It's got to do with them. But they're looking at you as the problem, at what you did as the problem. And this is the paradox, because a lot of people that we've worked with really communicate how much they love their partner. They know this is wrong. They're conflicted. They're so confused. And they can see two sides of the story. But it's that the negative side seems to be much more prevalent, much more powerful. That's the driving force. There is a threat here. Am I in danger? That's what's going on. So you need to hold fast, focus on your wants and needs, and communicate them to your partner as well. Because it's not just about what they're going through and what they're struggling with. You're going to struggle as a result. So it's important that when you guys eventually overcome this, if you go to therapy together, if you go to couples communication together, if you're working through it together, it's important that you work on your self-esteem and your self-worth and self-confidence, because you will start to potentially feel resentment for the way that you've been treated. The reason that is, and I'm talking from personal experience, the reason that is that if someone is to look at your life and your past and pick it apart in such a way, and it's not on purpose that they're doing it, but to make you feel bad or feel regret for what you did, you're going to feel 10 times worse because someone now is pointing it out. It will cause resentment, and it will cause you to look at your partner with anger because you feel that they don't love you enough to look past maybe your mistakes or past relationships or hookups or whatever. It's going to affect you and it's going to cause resentment. This is something I experienced and it was really, really powerful, you know? So I wish I had realized back then that working on my self-confidence, standing tall, really saying what I mean and not trying to, almost like a chameleon, adjust what I'm saying to fit ever because I was scared I would lose her. No, this is what I mean, this is what I'm saying, and this is what I'm doing, and I'm fine with what happened in my past. If you've got a problem with that, let's talk about your feelings. What are you feeling? Are you scared? Is it a threat? What is it? Because no amount of me trying to view things the way you want me to view them is going to change what happened. It won't. So you need to work on that and work on it together. You know, it's a learning curve. You guys are going to grow and learn from it as a result. And guys, look up our courses online if you want to check out our website, overcomingrelationshipanxiety.com. We work with the individual RJ sufferer, we work with the partner of an RJ sufferer, and we work with you as a couple. That will really help you guys get through it together. And I hope this really helped you guys. I hope it gave you some ideas, insight into what you should and shouldn't do. Stop answering the questions. Don't let people read your journal. And don't even start talking about the past anymore. It's done. It's in the past. So guys, I really hope that helped you. And if you've got any questions, please let us know. And we'll see you in the next video.